Hello. Together. I was told today to make our discussion challenging to you, so I hope to do that. And I would like all of you to, at this point, take out some paper, because I would like to see your notes on this lecture. So take out a sheet of paper right now and put your name at the upper right-hand side so that I can check your notes, and also I can check your quiz at the end of the lecture. However, I have a guarantee to make to you. All of you will receive 100% on the quiz if you hand it in. If you don't, you get zero. Now, I think my technology on my right is not going to work as well as my technology on my left, so perhaps I can use the blackboard. My subject today is criminal justice, and I wanted to make some comparisons between the United States and Japan. I understand that a number of you, perhaps most of you, will be studying in graduate schools in the United States in the future. If that's true to you, I say gambatte. I hope you can make it. Well, I'm sure you can academically. As Japan becomes wealthier than the United States, I'm sure there'll be more and more Japanese students in the United States. Perhaps this lecture will be helpful to you should you ever meet an American policeman. Criminal justice in any country protects the most important values of that society. As you might imagine, the system of criminal justice in the United States protects the values of individuality. As I understand the system of justice in Japan, it protects most heavily the values of group responsibility. As I understand it now, what happened was the United States began with the idea that every man was equal under God, and so every man was an individual. So you had a system that looked something like what I'll draw on the board right now. You should all draw that, I suppose. What happened was, every man was equal under God, and then, as we went about setting up the country, we forgot about God. That is, there was a doctrine of separation of church and state, and nowadays, the influence of God is somewhat less than it was during the frontier days. So if you erased the God as the leader, what you've got is a group of individuals that are equally responsible for their own actions. Just recently, I've been reading a book by Dr. Doi, a Japanese psychiatrist, who writes about the concept of, and I'm sure I'll say it incorrectly, amae, A-M-A-E in Romaji. And he describes that an individual Japanese will respond in to three spheres of influence, which I've drawn up on the left-hand side of the board, my left side. In the center is a group to whom someone can amaeru without fear, the family group. The next group is the group where concepts like